Alaskans are well represented among those selected by the National Wildlife Refuge Association and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to receive 2010 Refuge System Awards. They include a group of dedicated volunteers that make up the Friends of Alaska National Wildlife Refuges and a supervisory wildlife biologist at the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. KBBI's Marsha Lynn has more.
Vernon Bird of Homer has spent his entire career with the refuge system. He's worked at five different locations in Alaska and Hawaii, which may seem like a contrast, but not so, says Bird.
There's a lot more in common than, you know, might meet the eye, at least in terms of wildlife resources, because some of the same issues occur in both areas because they're sort of marine ecosystems.
Bird has a modest reaction to being named Refuge System Employee of the Year.
Yeah, it was completely unexpected, and I'm completely humbled by it. I know a lot of people in the system who are working awful hard and doing a lot of stuff, and I really don't feel worthy, I got to admit.
One main focus of his work is invasive species and finding ways to restore native biodiversity on islands in the refuge by reducing predatory animals such as Arctic foxes and Norway rats. He says there's been a good response by the native bird population.
The whole system seemed to have the resiliency to bounce back once those introduced mammals are removed. Well, I guess we don't know whether there's complete restoration to pristine conditions because it may take longer than we've been watching. But it appears to be, for the most part, restored. In some cases, we have to actually move some species that don't pioneer very readily on their own. And that's what we did with the Aleutian cackling goose, and we've done it more recently with a rare subspecies of rock ptarmigan in the Aleutians.
Bird, a longtime advocate for marine conservation, is clearly in his element working for the refuge system.
You know, most of it I can't believe I get paid to do. And it's not just me, but our whole team. And I think a lot of us feel that way. It's just so interesting to us, and it's, you know, it's been more of a way of life than a job, I guess. It's an unusual organization in that folks really feel like they're doing something that they like to do and they think is worthwhile.
Friends of the Alaska Wildlife Refuges received the Friends Group of the Year award. Founded in 2005, the group has taken on the huge job of supporting and raising awareness of the more than 75 million acres of land that comprise Alaska's wildlife refuges. Bird says the Friends Groups offer help nationwide.
They do a whole range of things for refuges all over the country, often associated with visitor services and some refuges, frequently with projects that require focused effort for relatively short periods, like a place where there's invasive plants and they're just getting started and volunteers go out there and pull them all up.
Which is just what volunteers from the Alaska Friends Group have been doing.
Actually pulling invasive weeds along the Dalton Highway for years, pulling white sweet clover, and that's on our hands and knees in the dust, and we actually pull them. Whatever the refuges need us to do, we try and accomplish.
That's Sharon Bauer, founding member and current vice president of the Alaska Friends Group. She lives in Homer and spends her winters in Arizona. Bauer says it's quite a task to coordinate projects for the state's 16 wildlife refuges, where only two are road accessible.
You can't just walk to your refuge. You know, like I'm here in the state of Arizona, and every one of our refuges you can drive to here. And you want to make people understand that that's their refuge and what it's all about and to take ownership of it.
Bauer says in addition to tackling problems like invasive plants, they do a lot of public outreach, like helping with last year's 100th anniversary celebration of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. She says outreach work continues this year as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the Eisenbach National Wildlife Refuge each celebrates its 50th anniversary. The 2010 Refuge System Awards reception will be held in Washington, D.C. on March 9th. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.